What would it take for Mojgun to stay in Australia? It would take the minister's discretion?
It certainly would. It would take the minister to make a decision that Mojgun can make a valid application for a partner visa or some other type of visa. But what really suits the situation, obviously, because of the relationship to Millard, a permanent resident, is a partner visa. So we would... The minister would simply have to make a determination that he lifts the statutory bar and allow Mojgun to apply for that visa. Then the door will be open for Mojgun to go through that process, just like every other person, a foreign national who is married to an Australian permanent resident. She would then be able to lodge a partner visa in Australia. She will be allowed to remain in Australia while that application is being assessed. And if the application is successful, i.e. that the department finds that their married relationship is genuine and ongoing, and several other statutory criteria, then Mojgun will be allowed to stay in Australia as a permanent resident. For completeness, what the department has been pushing Mojgun to do is to leave Australia and lodge an offshore application for a spousal visa. There are two issues with that. One, the clear threat that she has in Iran. She is truly fearful, and reasonably so, of remaining safe in Iran. That's just one. But the second issue with that is that if she wants to go back anywhere outside of Australia and lodges a partner visa application, there is a ministerial direction, which was made in 2013, which says that such applications made or sponsored by permanent residents in Australia who themselves had come by boat, that is in the case of Millard, those applications will be put on hold by the department and given the lowest priority in processing. So this effectively, realistically, could take more than 40 or 50 years to be processed.
Right.
So that is certainly not a reasonable prospect for Mojgun at all. So it's not practical to expect her to go back out of Australia and lodge a partner visa, which is why we're pushing for that to happen here in Australia.
And on that first point, if she voluntarily went back to Iran to lodge that visa, is that how they get around Iran's rule of not taking involuntary people back?
That is correct. So Iran, as you mentioned, does not accept forced deportees. But a voluntary return is, at least theoretically possible. But of course, say for Mojgun's real genuine fears of going back, plus the logistical difficulties, the legal difficulties, I should say, of never being able to come back to Australia on a partner visa. You must also note on that point that Millard is originally an Iranian national as well. He had been recognized by Australia as a refugee. It's against the conditions of his visa to go back to Iran, it's clear from the way that Australia has recognized his refugee status that he will be putting his life in danger if he was to go back.
Yeah.
So to expect Millard to go back with Mojgun, put his life at risk, that's if he's forced to do that, we're essentially putting both of them, young people, at risk for their lives, really.
How can people listening help this process?
Anyone who is touched by this story, who feels that, in all fairness, Australia needs to allow this young couple to be together and keep this Australian family unit together, should pick up the phone and call their local member. They should be writing letters directly to the Minister of Immigration and put the pressure on the government and let them know that that the country that we are values family. And we value compassion, and we embrace this young couple, and we will allow them to stay in Australia. And they must also know that Mojgun is someone who has contributed enormously to Australia already. She is someone who dreams of becoming a midwife. That has been her dream. She graduated from Year 12 while detained, and that in itself shows her capacity to contribute back and succeed. She was released from detention in September, and since then, she has not relied on welfare for long at all. She has got herself two jobs. She has studied, and she has already completed a Certificate 3 in Health Sciences, and that's all in the space of the last less than 6 months. And that's remarkable for someone who has been through what she has been through, and that is the kind of person that we would want to remain in Australia as part of our community and eventually become an Australian citizen. So we would ask anyone who's listening to exercise their right and duty as Australian citizens and speak up and let the people in power know that we as Australians want compassion to be exercised in this case.
That is a chat with Kevin Kogama, who is Moshkin's lawyer. Really, really interesting and heartbreaking story. I know we don't talk about this often, but it is on Australian Story. It was on last night, a half an hour video package about Moshkin's story and Millard and Kevin, and it's really just a really heartbreaking story. We did talk about some really difficult things like sexual assault, so if you are feeling that you need to talk to someone or it's bringing up past issues, Lifeline on 13 11 14 you can always call, or there's the sexual assault helpline on 1-800-010-120. And yeah, like Kevin said, if you are really impassioned by that story and you want to change, get on to your local member, get on to Peter Dutton himself, make sure that we can stand up and try and just help someone who just wants to do really something positive in the community.